Okay, 498.
Approve application under the multi-unit limited tax exemption program for Jarrett Street condominiums located at 5732 North Interstate Avenue.
Commissioner Salzman.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm pleased to bring before you this multiple unit tax exemption program application for the Jarrett Street condominiums. This is an exciting project being built by a local developer, Lloyd Development, which will make all 12 of the newly built condominiums affordable to moderate income homebuyers earning no more than 100% of the median family income, which is less than $60,000 a year for a two-person household. I'll turn it over to Dory Van Bockel to answer any questions or if you want to add any further comments, Dory.
Good morning.
Good morning. Barely still, right? So yes, this is a different project than we've seen with the multi-program for a while in that it is a homeownership project. So it is exciting to see condominium development taking hold again in Portland in the midst of this economic boom. The eligible home buyers receiving the exemption in this case during the 10 years will have a benefit of about $1,700 a year from the tax savings that helps make these much more affordable for hopefully first-time home buyers. And as is usual for the program, this has already been reviewed before our internal investment committee within the Portland Housing Bureau, and also this has been heard at our Housing Commission meeting, you know, where public input is invited. I am happy to answer any questions.
Okay, questions?
I just might add that this is, as Dory said, this is exciting to have a home ownership opportunity, and we always want to do these things in areas that have good opportunities, and this is an area that is right along the Max Yellow Line, an area where we greatly need more homeownership opportunities, and the prices are going to be well below the cap of $310,000 that we have for this program at an average of $190,000 a unit.
That's great. Okay. You know, not a question, but just a comment. I don't completely understand the multifamily development business, to say the least, but I've been hearing that condominiums are difficult to do now because of trailing liability. And we were seeing a lot of condominiums built prior to the real estate recession, and now we're not. We're seeing mostly apartments built, so this is an exception in the sense that it is a condominium. So it would be, I think, useful for us, you with both housing and BDS and all of us, to try to understand what is it we can do to help make condominiums an option, because I think we want to have as many different housing tools in the kit as possible, and so ownership is a good idea. Condominium ownership is one option. So I'm happy to see this as a condominium in that sense, and that at least somebody's figured it out. But it sounds like there's an industry problem there that, again, we may or may not be able to do anything about from the city's posture. You know, and we're not the regulator here of legal action on trailing liability. But anyway, it's something that I think we need to look into and see if we can make a difference on it.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. And I know that liability has been an issue, but I'm also reading some real estate forecasts that say that condominiums are starting to make a comeback despite some of the trailing liability.
That's good. Hope so. Okay, anyone want to speak on this item? If not, then it's going to pass the second reading.